Come along with us now as we dodge the summer sun and go noir instead. It's the start of our annual summer reading series, Crime in the City, about fictional detectives, the dark deeds they investigate, and the cities they inhabit.
This morning, we head south of the border to meet Hector Belascaran Shane. Belascaran is a one-eyed private detective who shares a dingy flat in Mexico City with a flock of ducks and a rotating cast of lovers.
He's the creation of writer Paco Ignacio Taibo II, who also lives in the crowded heart of the Mexican capital. NPR's Jason Beaubien investigates.
The detective novels of Paco Ignacio Taibo veer in and out of reality. Historical figures mixed with fictional characters. Things happen, or maybe they didn't. One entire novel, The Uncomfortable Dead, is actually written with Subcomandante Marcos, the former leader of the Zapatista Army of National Liberation, and it includes a fictional cameo appearance by Subcomandante Marcos. The central character in Taibo's crime novels is Hector Belascaran Shane, a former engineer who got a certificate of detection through a correspondence course. Belascaran is a cynical, bumbling private eye who marvels at the chaotic street life unfolding around him in Mexico City. Belascaran doesn't have a car. He calls himself a street detective. Usually he rides the overcrowded subway, squeezed between drunks and office workers, and an interminable stream of vendors selling pens, Kleenex, and balls made of super putty. In No Happy Ending, the omniscient narrator says of Belascaran,
"His only way to survive was to accept the chaos and become one with it. Take yourself lightly, but the city seriously. Mexico City, that porcupine filled with quills and soft wrinkles. Damn, he was in love with this place. Another impossible love on his list."
Taibo claims Mexico City is the only real city in the world.
There are some almost real cities like New York or Amsterdam, but the real one is this one. This is the city.
Taibo's Mexico City is a city of sharp contrasts. It's a city with strict smog rules, barring certain cars from driving certain days of the week. Yet each morning, hulking, battered buses spew plumes of black smoke out their tailpipes. This bustling metropolis of 20 million people is home to the richest man in the world and to peasants who don't even have running water. Unlike the urban elite or the party people, Hector Belascaran Shane lives in a dark, violent version of Mexico City.
We experience different cities, linked by the abuses of power and fear, corruption, and the eternal threat of descent into the jungle that hides in this system. It pops up regularly to remind us that we are fragile, that we are alone, that one day we will be fodder for the buzzards.
Taibo hasn't written a new Belascaran novel since the current drug war began in Mexico 6 years ago. He plans to, eventually, but for now he calls President Felipe Calderón's war against organized crime complicated ground for fiction.
The narco war has changed everything in the relations between society, crime, insecurity, law and order. These deep changes in our society make you as a writer to rethink the whole thing.
As the death toll from the drug war ratchets higher, the Mexican capital has come to be viewed as a sanctuary from the violence.
Mexico City is the safest city in Mexico. Everybody says that. I even believe it. And it's true. Why? The narcos have created a paradise here. They can live here but doesn't work here. The resting city of the narcos? What is this? Very complex city, I love it.
A city of sidewalk cafes, mariachis, and gruesome newspaper headlines. It's a great place to be a fiction writer, Taibo says, because every day he's forced to deal with complexity, with economic inequality, with corruption, with environmental destruction and pollution. At one point, he describes an exhausted Belascaran peering out at the skyline and seeing a city that was trying to hide itself in the smog. In Taibo's hands, the Mexican capital becomes a magical metropolis where anything can happen. For instance, at the end of No Happy Ending, Belascaran is killed off. But fortunately for his fans, the eccentric one-eyed detective pops back to life in the next novel. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
Contágialas de todas tus
Explore Mexico City for yourself through photographs and readings at npr.org/crimeinthecity. There's also an interactive map with all the authors featured in the series over the years.
Crime in the City continues through this summer, so get your library card ready or charge up that e-reader. We'll revisit some old haunts from past summers and also explore new cities like Oslo, Honolulu, Atlanta, and this Monday, Philadelphia. That's where a massive statue of an angel looms inside the city's downtown train station. It's also a site for murder, as imagined by author Solomon Jones.
By 1:30, 30th Street Station was a madhouse. Trains were backed up. Amtrak police with dogs and rifles were patrolling the stations and platforms. Sandwich and coffee shops were closed. Commuters were afraid, and it was all because of an angel. Today, that depiction of the Archangel Michael lifting a fallen soldier, flanked by Greco-Roman columns stretching nearly 100 feet from floor to ceiling, was surrounded by crime scene tape, and the dead man at the statue's base was not about to be swept up to heaven.
Mystery writer Solomon Jones introduces us to his Philadelphia on the next Crime in the City.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. The engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Kurt Stoniker.
Audio engineers include Vince Muse, Stacey Abbott, Bill Plummer, Brian Jarbo, Dennis Nielsen, Ted Mebane, Melissa Marquis, Zachary Coleman, Nathan Bark, and Sean Phillips, with Marcia Caldwell at NPR West.
Our executive producer is Madalika Sika. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.